Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That's right. You know what night it is. It's Friday.
Friday night.
Okay, no. We're not getting into the singing thing again. Stop.
Oh, yeah,
it.
Sorry. No.
God,
no.
I egged that on unnecessarily.
Yeah, we don't want to do that. But this does have a certain kind of feeling this Friday night, doesn't it?
Does it?
And well,
before
I know.
Before the big football weekend?
I think that's really the big part. Three consecutive days of what we hope will be incredible football.
And
seriously.
But I agree with what you said moments ago. We're due for a letdown.
It's terrifying.
No, the favorites usually take over in the division round. They do all those little ups. Ooh, little Kirk Cousins, he pulled out a big win, and they're going to get smushed. I changed my opinion.
No.
Early in the week, I was thinking Vikings. The only underdog that I liked this weekend a little bit with the points is Seattle. Just because Green Bay struggles so much to score. Seattle's the only underdog that I think I would take.
And a Green Bay field goal win gets you the
and
cover that you
would
need.
And it's 4.5 or whatever, right?
No, that's okay.
And it's
going
to be 100 feet of snow. Like Russell Wilson will just disappear and come out the end of the snow thing and have a touchdown. So that's my only upset one. I'm not going Vikings, no. I think the 49ers lay down or as you say, ram them.
I am going to walk down that path. But as we do head into what is, I think, what should be a fun football weekend, of course, a national championship game, Clemson LSU coming up on Monday night as well. But if you had to pinpoint one thing, like this weekend is a success for you, the football fan out there watching, if this happens.
Well,
like, the one thing that you need to see or want to see or will be rooting for this weekend. If that ends up happening, it makes for a fulfilling football weekend, a 3-day bender, you know, for football fans and bettors alike. The phone number is 248-539-9797.
Now, we're down here at the Little Caesars Arena.
There's
Wings
a hockey game tonight,
Ottawa
too,
game
yeah.
tonight. Don't forget about that.
Yeah, that kickstarts it.
Ottawa, that gets it going. But before we get into the football weekend, I think we should take a moment, and I'm being serious about this, just take a moment and thank the Detroit Lions. You can just kick back and enjoy the weekend. You don't have to be nervous about your every single year. This is a football festival. You don't have to worry about going down to a Lions home game for in the playoffs or being all nervous about a road game or whatever. Honest to God, I was thinking about that as somebody also writes for the Detroit News. I always get this weekend free. And I would like to take a moment, because no one ever does, and thank the Detroit Lions for that.
Okay, but
come on, thank them for that.
Don't you think, though, that most Lions fans would want their team playing
No,
this
no,
weekend?
They'd be too nervous.
No.
They'd be too nervous.
Okay, now you lost
And
me.
They would get too drunk. They would not behave themselves. They wouldn't.
Hold on.
No, they would not. Lions fans, if they got a home or even a road play, whatever, especially a home playoff game, they wouldn't behave themselves. They would be very, very nervous. They would not enjoy the weekend.
Let me just make sure I'm understanding what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay? You're suggesting that Lions fans who have continued to support this team despite the franchise giving you nothing for 60 years, they would rather have the Lions not be playing in the playoffs on divisional weekend as opposed to actually being a part of it.
They won't admit that, I understand. But you are going to enjoy tomorrow and Sunday
I think you are crazy.
Just kicking back. You don't have to worry about getting the boys together. We got to get and, you know, root for the Lions and get all hunkered down. You can just kick back and relax. No, I'm serious about this.
See, I can understand that in the regular season, especially when the year's over and they're starting like third-string quarterbacks. You're just like, I don't want to waste another Sunday on these idiots, right? Like, I get that. But we're talking about the divisional round of the playoffs, in futility.
No,
you embrace the pressure. Are you kidding? Remember the last time the Lions were in the playoffs when they went to Seattle and Got pleasant.
And did you enjoy that weekend?
Yes.
Did everybody enjoy that weekend?
It was still fun.
Did you enjoy watching them lose 26-6?
It's a hell of a lot more fun.
Oh, boy. That was lots of parties around Detroit to watch that game,
there's
right?
There's more interest, excitement, reason to watch, reason to drink, reason to eat when your team
is
in it.
I disagree.
I think you are outside of your mind.
No, I'm not.
Were you drinking before the show?
Yes, but that's beside the point. Phone number is 248-539-9797. Ticket text 97136. To get back to your original question, number one, all the four favorites look like pretty big favorites this weekend. If you got one upset pick, who is it? Mine
that was
is
a Booger
Seattle.
McFarlane right there, by the way.
A Booger McFarlane.
All the big favorites look like pretty big favorites. Yeah.
I did say that?
Yeah.
So I went all Booger again?
Yeah,
okay.
You did.
Yeah, thank you.
You really were drinking before.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah,
And secondly, if there is, because in years past, the storyline in this run of the playoffs has always been, is it time for Tom Brady to be knocked off, or are the Patriots going to do it again? That, like, every year.
Yeah,
this
it's
is
over.
The first wide open, like, what would be your favorite thing? Is it Lamar Jackson just further blowing up as the next huge superstar in the NFL?
Uh-huh.
Is it Patrick Mahomes reclaiming his title? I think people like Lamar Jackson a little bit more now. Could Mahomes take that back? I don't think America's rooting for Ryan Tannehill.
Oh, yeah.
Or Kirk Cousins. I don't. I think they the bright. No, they're not. They are not. I think they love the brighter, young, dynamic, mobile quarterbacks. And that's the one I'm looking most forward to, the game most forward to, is Green Bay Seattle. Because and this is not like a Lions Green Bay, I'm kind of sick of the Aaron Rodgers thing, right? I really don't think they're that good this year at all. I think even a little hatchet fella back there. Yeah, I heard that ding ding. He had a stat like the Packers are like the third worst 13-3 team in NFL history.
Second worst 13-3 team according to the DVOA.
According to the DOVA. Yeah, DOVEA, whatever.
Like Dellavedova.
Yeah, whatever. And I want that to be revealed. I want Russell Wilson to march on in spite of the crazy Italian.
The phone number is 248-539-9797. Do you think Wojo is absolutely out of his mind for thinking that Lions fans should be happy that their team isn't playing because it's not stressful and you don't have to worry about your team losing? I think that's ridiculous. But what has to happen this weekend over these next 3 days for this weekend to be satisfying for you? What do you want to see? What is your rooting interest? Again, the phone number is 248-539-9797.
Here's my other rooting interest, because I want it to try to hammer my point to the public.
Did you just say Tua?
Yes, I'm about to. Is
I get excited.
You're
going to
watch these games this weekend, and you're going to go, God, how do these teams get there? And you're going to long and drool, but feel good about yourself. And I will tell you this. There are 8 teams in the games this weekend, right?
That one, two, yeah, that's correct.
6 of them have a Tua at quarterback, and 2 of them have a Stafford. Cousins and Tannehill are Stafford. The other 6 are all Tuas. Mobile, younger quarterback. No, no, not just technically, I guess it could be. But no, just style of play, stylistically. Quarterback, and actually Tannehill's mobile too. But that proves, furthermore, that you got to get a Tua as opposed to a Stafford. 6 out of the 8 teams have a Tua. Am I wrong? And the other 2 have a Stafford. I'm right.
You are right. Is that evidence, though?
75%.
Is that almost a supporting point for why Tua Tagovailoa needs to be the pick at number 3?
Yes!
Is that what you're getting at?
Of course that's what I'm getting at. I haven't stopped beating that drum. Pending the medicals. Now, they're gonna send me the x-rays and the MRIs and the CAT scans and everything. And then I'll let you know. But pending that, and again, okay, I'm going a little over the top of Tua, but I do think the point is accurate that you can't just get to the playoffs or get this far with just, a great defense and a mediocre quarterback. Like you maybe could back in the day.
It has changed.
Yeah.
Phone number is 248-539-9797. We got the ticket text at 97136. What do you want to see this weekend? What is your overall rooting interest? And please make fun of Wojo for thinking that the Lions fans would not want to have their team playing this weekend. It's ridiculous.
You're going to enjoy the weekend more.
It would be so much more fun if we could sit here and break down a playoff game with the Lions.
I'd be all sweaty, and I'd be all, I got
to
go.
I mean, obviously, we'd predict them to lose, but it would still be fun. Kind of.
No.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.